Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show, where we do this show every Wednesday. I'm already one day ahead, and shame on me. Every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific time. Occasionally, we have to deviate because, quite frankly, I want to go to a basketball game, and I don't get home in time to do the show justice. But nonetheless, we're here tonight at our usual time. The majority of the time will be at 9:30. If you can't listen live, you can listen to the podcast. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com, where we got a lot of things going on and a major announcement coming up to start 2016. But on this show, we talked to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And the guy who leads us off, and the leadoff position is not bad. Occasionally when I ask questions of everybody, you know, he's got to put out the challenge there and everything. But Trevor Hopp leads us off each week, Southwestern Oregon Community College, beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon, the head men's coach. Trevor, remind us, how long have you been at Southwest Oregon Community College?
Oh, this is my 11th year down here.
Probably gone very quickly.
No doubt. It really has. And, it's hard to explain how fast this went and how much fun it's been. And, really enjoy being here on the coast and being able to, teach and coach at the college, and I enjoy both aspects of the job and really appreciate the opportunity to do both those things down here.
Very good. Trevor, next week when we're on 3 days before Christmas, I'm going to ask everyone to give a little Christmas message, so I'll give everybody a heads up there. But tonight I'm just going to ask everyone before we talk basketball, do you have one memory about Christmas that really stands out?
Not really. it was always fun with the family and getting around and the good meals. I remember going to my grandma's house, I guess, and just always always having a good meal and enjoying the time together and things like that. So now that I think about it a little deeper, it was going to my grandma's and just spending time with everybody and being around the kitchen and eating a lot.
Very good. Very good. And next week, of course, I'm giving you a good heads up for your Christmas message. Hey, you came out of the Dale J. Bates tournament at Lane Community College, I believe 1-2. What did you come out of there with the positive? What needs great work?
You know, it was a good weekend. We always say anytime you can get three games in one of those tournaments, it's a good weekend. You would rather win two or three of them, but we happened to go 1-2. I thought Saturday we played our best half of basketball of the year against Spokane in the first half. We really had the right mindset, the right energy, and we're just flying around and did a great job defensively. And then they picked up the defense in the second half and were able to beat us in that game. But that was a great game. And then, we lost on Sunday to South Puget Sound. They got a nice team, and Coach Landon does a great job. And, they were more aggressive that day to us. So we've had a couple days to regroup, and we're actually loading up the vans tomorrow and heading up to South Puget Sound. So we're heading up a day early since it's such a long trip. And so excited to get on the road and be with the guys again tomorrow and get up there and get ready, and we turn around and we open with Spokane again. So this will be our third meeting with them this year. So
wow.
I know the guys are going to be ready for that.
And Trevor, this is an interesting time of year in basketball. A lot of people either have just done their finals or their finals are coming up in school. It's the holiday season for everyone, but yet you got to have your mindset because league play is going to start really, really quick.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's just a lot going on, like you said, with finals and grades being posted. And you know, for us, we just have the crossover, and then we're right into conference. I know some of our other coaches on the show will play some other games after Christmas, but there's just a lot going on in their minds. And, you know, guys are getting ready to go home and things like that, so travel arrangements. So staying focused on the task at hand, which is, hey, the basketball game's here coming up. You know, it takes some doing on their part, and you know, it's actually a hard time of the year with so much going on.
You know, all the people down in Eugene, Trevor, tell me Chavka is a power broker. He sort of downplays it, flies under the radar. Do you think he's manipulated this fact that you're playing this great Spokane team, you know, three times already before we even hit Christmas?
I don't know if he's had anything to do with it, but he's got a heck of a team too, and you know, so I don't think he's too worried about me. I think he's focused on his team, but it has been weird that we just this year, you know, will play Spokane three times in the preseason, which is an all-in tournament, to just kind of happen that way this year is kind of funny.
We have to get one shot in on him, correct, every show. So that we threw out the anchor right there. You know, speaking of finals and everything, you know, for young people, I still have nightmares about finals. Even at my age, did I really get that degree? Did I really pass? It's stressful, and then when you're an athlete, that adds a little bit on to it.
Yeah, I think that, and you're right. I mean, we had stress back in the day when we were school, but I think there's more now. It is, you know, there's just a lot of stress of, you know, whether it's being eligible, whether it's just, you know, wanting to get, you know, an A in the class, a B in the class, whatever it is. And then all the time on the court and the travel and everything, there's a lot of stress involved with this. And we all kind of took a collective sigh, you know, and said, you know, took a deep breath, and we're like, you know, just thankful that we made it through the term and you know, especially the freshmen, they didn't know how long it was going to be, but then they all said how fast it went, you know, so it's funny how that works.
Very much so. Hey, Trevor, have a great three games up at South Puget Sound in their crossover. That's a tremendous field. I was looking at it today. And then next Tuesday, I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's Christmas message to our listeners. So thank you very much, and have a great week. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you again Tuesday night.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Greg. We'll see you.
You betcha. Trevor Hopp, the great head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. What a coach he is. What a person. Same can be said for this guy right now, Bruce Chavka, who, you know, he's really got the pressure on down there. He's not only got to win basketball games, he's got back-to-back tournaments, and everyone is striving to be a Cliff Wagner when it comes to hospitality rooms, often imitated, never duplicated.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'll tell you, this hospitality room stuff is no joke. My assistant and I went to Costco and spent over $400 of our school's money to have a hospitality room for last week and then this week. And you should see my office. It looks like a kitchen/garage with all the food and stuff is in it, and it's pretty challenging to sit there all day today and not tap into some of that food. So it's a little bit of discipline on my end, but trying to make it work. So it's a lot of pressure, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Bruce, Christmas shouldn't be a pressure time. What's your greatest memory, or maybe something you can think of right off of Christmas? And of course, next year we're going to have all the coaches next week, not next year. Next week we're going to have all the coaches give out their Christmas message. But your greatest memory of Christmas?
I just think family. You know, I'm an only child, and when I tell people that, they're like, huh? You know, how was that? That had to be awful. And it was fabulous because my mom had 9 brothers and sisters, and my dad had 5 brothers and sisters, and they all had a million kids. And so I had cousins coming out my ears and sleepover central kind of thing. And but the cool part is I always went home with my mom and dad and had their full attention. So it was family. You know, still today, my cousins, Karen and Anna, that I grew up with, we were like brothers and sisters, and just being around them and, you know, that kind of thing, and being around my grandparents, both sides. And so just the family aspect was it, you know, just a big old huge family. And it seems like we were always together, or, you know, everybody was just in one house all at the same time. So I think family is the most important thing and was the fondest memory I have. But fondest memory of today's deal is we had a couple guys get hurt in practice. So I spent the evening in the emergency room with a couple guys. We're all good and nothing serious. But I was going to go check out a high school game, and I didn't even get to social media our show because I was stuck in the emergency room with my guys. But so that's always the fun life and times of a community college coach. We're not like the D1s where they have a trainer and all that stuff. Well, we have a trainer, but someone to handle all that stuff. So it was a fun evening for me.
Yeah, we both just left the emergency room, actually.
Because
I was making sure the emergency room at where I work had enough wheelchairs to survive the night. So I think we...
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, we were both...
Yours is a little more serious than mine, but they're both serious subjects. Hey, Bruce, I wanted to tell a story about you. You can refute it if you want, but I think it shows the class person that you are. I was told that you had a couple teams drop out of the Dale J. Bates tournament, so you added a very tough team, kind of almost a semi-pro team, Seattle Mountaineers. Instead of passing them off for another team to play, you played them in the opening round. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did. It was unfortunate. We had two teams that canceled, or not really canceled, but got out for various reasons. And I contacted every school on the West Coast, California, JV schools, NWAC schools, trying to get somebody. And, you know, Seattle Mountaineers said, hey, we'd love to come. And they paid the entry fee. And I thought, well, if they're coming to our tournament, I better, you know, try to be a gracious host and play them first. And we got them on a good night. They were fresh and ready to rock and roll. And, you know, they had their legs and they gave us the business. But, you know, I think it was a good challenge for our guys. We were, you know, we were intimidated and a little weak in the knees and all that stuff the first half. And then I think we actually grew and got better and really competed and cut it to 6 in the second half, and they pulled away. But, you know, in hindsight, you would, you know, like to play a Patsy that first game since it's your tournament. But in hindsight, it was probably the best thing for us. It really got our attention. Our guys dialed in. And to be honest, that was really the first true adversity we had faced all year. So it was a good experience for us. You know, you don't really, you know, like I said, you'd like to play somebody a lot easier if you could. But there's no easy games in the NWAC. But it was a good challenge for us. And they brought it. They had a good tournament. Spokane ended up getting them in the championship game, but they were down 20 points probably with 8 or 9 minutes to go. So they fought back and did a good job. But it was a good weekend. It was a good tournament. And the legend Dale J. Bates showed up on Sunday to make his appearance and give the championship trophy. It was good to chat with him and hear some of the old stories and that kind of stuff. So it was a productive weekend for us.
Very good. And in conclusion, Bruce, let me ask you same thing I asked Trevor. It's kind of an interesting time of year coming off finals. You got everybody excited about the holidays. But yet, these are basketball players. They're students first, then basketball players. And the conference plays right around the corner. So these games that come up here are really important as you get set for that.
You know, you hit it right on the head, and I'm going to try to give you my best coach speak analogy or whatever, but we're preaching and teaching what's next, you know, what's next. And we challenged our guys to have a good week of practice, and had a few guys getting nicked up today, but it looks like they're going to be fine. And, you know, what's next is practice tomorrow, and then we open up Thursday at 6 o'clock with a really tough Blue Mountain coach or a team. That's coached by a really good coach and a good friend of mine. And, you know, we're just excited to hope host another tournament. Those don't come around very often, especially at the community college level, to have back-to-back tournaments. And hopefully we got our guys' attention, and we're just one play and one day at a time, one game at a time. And but you're right, it's a fun time for us coaches too. You know, we could sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel and – maybe have a little bit of a break. We don't get much of one. I think there's 4 or 5 days. But it's a fun time, and then Christmas time, and then we get to go to California for four nights, 3 days, three games, and start off the league. So it's flying. I remember, I think it was August, you were saying, oh, can't wait for basketball season. It's getting close, and now it's almost Christmas time. So take a big, deep breath, and here we go.
Yeah, and at my age, everything flies by.
I'm not going to comment on that. You're a good friend of mine.
have a great week, Bruce, and have a great tournament, and always look forward to talking to you. We'll get your great Christmas message. I know you'll have a wonderful one next week, and thanks for being a great part of this program from day one.
Thanks for having me, and appreciate what you do for us. Thank you.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chopka, the head men's coach at Lake Community College. Now, a little out of order because we haven't had Tony Broaddus join us yet. So we will go to the before-mentioned Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, which everyone is thriving to have that Wagner hospitality room. You ought to trademark it, Cliff, but they're never going to catch you.
Well, you know, you put a lot of pressure on us, Greg, but we'll see what we can do again with Jim and Kayla in our holiday tournament coming up. So,
yeah, it's always great. Cliff, next week we're going to get, I know, a fabulous Christmas message from all the coaches, but maybe a memory about Christmas that stands out to you?
A couple stand out. When I was a kid, you know, I grew up in a poor lumber town, so we didn't really have a lot of Christmas. But one of the things that you always got in elementary school was on the last day of school, you would get from the fire department or one of the local support groups like that, a big stocking full of nuts and candy, and there's usually a little toy. And my favorite was they always used to put this great fresh orange from Texas or Florida or California or somewhere, but that was always a special treat. And then another time when I was just 5 or 6, I'd never seen a white Christmas, and it snowed and snowed. I lived up in Oak Ridge, Oregon, about 1,500 feet, and we got about 2.5 feet of snow. And it just shut down roads and schools and everything for a couple of weeks, and we just had nothing but playing in the sleds and the snow and the mountains and having fun for 2 solid weeks. So that was a great Christmas for me.
Yeah, very good. I would tell you briefly that one memory I had of Christmas, besides always trying to get to the Far West Classic, but was Cliff, in 1992, I believe. We were really getting a lot of snow, and it was kind of Christmas Day, and I think, or right after it, and I think sitting there and kind of housebound, and a friend of mine calls and says, I got 4 tickets, Lakers, I'm not going to use them. So I found a way to get there, even if I would have been walking. But there's a lot of great Christmas memories, and I know we'll get a great Christmas message from you. You were headed to a crossover tournament, but I had the privilege of watching you play last Saturday night, and what a game with Blue Mountain. And, you know, they're going to play Bruce's team, they are good, and that was a good win for your club.
Yeah, it really was. I thought Blue Mountain was a very good team. They had a really good, quick, tough point guard. They had an outstanding wing player, as good as anybody we've seen all season. They had some good athleticism throughout the lineup, and they had some really active posts, and they're very well coached, and they played very hard. So I feel like we beat a very good basketball team that's going to have a good season, and hopefully it was a building block for us because it was a really, really good team win.
And, you know, I mentioned this on the Sunday night show, as I do two shows with you, and I'm going to mention it again. I don't talk too much about players, as everybody that's listening regularly, if you're just joining us, for a lot of reasons. I won't go into them, but, boy, I'm really impressed by Parker Gaddis, your freshman out of Southridge.
Yeah, he had a nice ball game against Blue Mountain, and he hit a couple of really tough buckets down the stretch when we really needed some scoring. And he had a really nice pull-up jumper and a really good take to the basket to finish at the rim. He's been playing really well, solid all around. He's maturing and getting better each game, as all the guys are.
Cliff, these crossover tournaments, I like the name and I like the concept, because you got to play good. There are 3 days, but you can't lose 2 games or you're not going to get 3 days. You experienced that this year. I think things will be different this time, but they really are. They really make you a tough team, I think. It's a great concept.
Well, yeah, it is. And, you know, the fact is you get 2 teams from each region there, so you get to see a lot of people that maybe you don't normally see from year to year. It's a good opportunity for some of the schools to get an opportunity to host a tournament, which is pretty special at a lot of places. You know, at Clackamas, we're fortunate because of our location and some other factors. We've been able to host our own tournament for 30 years in a row now. But for other teams, this is a good opportunity to experience that.
Yeah, it is. Now, what do you want? What will bring I fully realize coaches are never satisfied, nor they should be. People in business should never be satisfied, nor they should be. They always want to get better. What would bring a big smile to your face come the end of the weekend, besides 3 wins?
Well, I'd like to make one huge step forward would be to play 3 ball games, which we didn't do our last tournament, and that's inexcusable. So that's mandatory. Hopefully to get a couple of wins and, you know, have a chance to play under the pressure for a tournament championship. And that's always a great experience whenever you can do that with your team. So those would be goals for us for the weekend.
Cliff, I know a lot of people would like to copy your success, and they could learn a lot from you. Is that something you would bring up to your team that, you know, before you even start, we're not going to go down that road again of not playing 3 ball games, or do you throw that part of it out?
Well, you kind of, you know, you mentioned it at the time. You know, we talked about after we got back how disappointing that was and how important that was for us to have had that extra ball game to prepare early in the season, and you just remind them of that, but you don't need to dwell on it. We know we didn't play very well 2 ball games in a row. We know that we need to fix some problems, and we've been working on it to do that. And so I think we've gotten better since that tournament in Pierce, and this is a chance to show our growth as a team.
And, of course, I mentioned your game against Blue Mountain, but in general, I would imagine it's always good to have close games for any coach, any team, and especially win those close games. They've got to be confidence builders.
Well, yeah, playing a game like that is worth playing 3 or 4 or 5 blowout victories that, you know, you beat somebody by 20 or 30. Just the experience of having to make plays as a team under pressure down the stretch and to be able to tune out those externals that would detract you from that, that's just priceless experience. So we were really fortunate to be able to have a ball game like that, and second of all, to be able to win that and grow with our confidence.
And Cliff, in closing, I'll ask you kind of what I've asked the other coaches tonight. You know, this is a time of year where everybody's in a kind of a giddy mood at times. They seem to be a little happier. So I think whether you're in business, whether you're in the sports, whether you're playing a game or not, you better be focused this time of year because it's easy to get distracted.
Well, it really is, and that was our a quote today that we attributed to Pat Riley. His quote is, "What's the main thing?" Because you always have to remember the main thing is the main thing, and we get distracted from the main thing. And so every day we have to remind ourselves what the main thing is. What's the main thing in practice? What's the main objective as a team? And focus on the main thing. So I think it's easy to get distracted, and it's hard to tune out those externals and stay focused exactly on what you're trying to do. But that's what we're trying to teach these guys to do, and that's what's going to make them better people, better citizens, better students, and better athletes.
Very well said, per usual, Cliff. Have a great crossover tournament. Your annual Christmas holiday tournament's coming up every year, 28th, 29th, 30th, a fabulous field. But I know before you get that, you want to come back with a championship, three wins, and we'll talk to you on Sunday night.
Well, I look forward to it. And in closing, I'd like to give a shout-out to my team for their academic work this fall. They were challenged to get a team GPA of a 3.00, and they exceeded that. We had three students get perfect 4-point GPOs. Our co-captains, Joey Baldwin and Garrett Litterall, are sophomores, and freshman Dan Thiessen. So I want to give a shout-out to those guys, the whole team, and also our academic coach, Eric Pfeiffer, also known as E-Money. So thanks to all those guys. Great job academically this term by the Cougars.
What a way to end the program. Awesome, Cliff. Love those academics. Good night, and we'll talk to you, as I said, on Sunday night. And Merry Christmas to all our listeners. Merry Christmas to Cliff Wagner, to Trevor Off, to Bruce Jovka. Obviously, Tony Broaddus could not join us tonight for some reason. Hope he's doing okay. And you guys out there, you listeners, men and women, have a great week. Happy holidays. Be safe. And we'll be back always on Tuesday night at 9:30 on the NWAC South Fast Break Show. Coming up next, we're going to have some NWAC coaches on the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. So looking forward to doing that. Good night, everyone, and be safe. And don't forget to make all your free throws.
Oh, my God.